You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this was a little eye-opening. Jer and I were talking during the trending report about the mess that is becoming streaming services and how they're, you know, obviously raising prices on all of them. But then there's these packages where these might be bundled together. And then this company owns this streaming service and part of this one. And they might sell that. And who knows what's going to happen to that. And then the prices will go up again. And what we were laughing about is how it was so funny that we got into this vilifying cable and satellite TV and how, you know, the modern way to go was just to stream a couple of these services and look how much money we could save. Well, I'm sitting here with pen to paper and I'm trying to add up everything that I'm paying for in terms of all of these subscriptions now. And it's more than I paid for my damn satellite service, which I quit back in 2012. So it's been 11 years and I've been feeling all full of myself about all this money that I'm saving.
Yeah, it's really eye-opening. Everybody should do that today. Get out a little piece of paper and add up what you're paying for and what services you have and see if it's worthwhile and if you're actually using all these services. I mean, my YouTube TV that I get, you know, all my basic channels and everything, it went up. It just went up like another $20. It's like $80 a month now. Mm-hmm. And I think we're watching two channels on that.
Yeah, the only reason I get the YouTube TV just during football season, and then I put it on pause, which I do like that feature that they'll let you just pause it. But if I factor in YouTube TV with all this other stuff, I am now approaching $180 a month.
Okay, so I did mine. I'm at $130. What are you paying for?
But see, I'm throwing in a couple of things such as Spotify and Audible.
Oh, okay. I don't have that.
So that's another $30 right there, because Audible is like $15 a month. Spotify is $16, I think, a month.
Right. Okay.
So I've got the Hulu non-ad version, which is $15 a month.
Yeah.
I got HBO Max, I got Apple TV, I've got Prime.
Same.
Netflix.
Yeah, so I have $130 in streaming media for phone and TV when it just comes to shows and stuff. But then I guess you got to factor into the $130 I'm doing a month for Wi-Fi. I mean, I know you need it to get on your computer and stuff, but you also mm-hmm. need the Wi-Fi to watch all this stuff. So then all of a sudden I'm at $260 a month just to enjoy, you know, bits and pieces of entertainment.
Yeah, well, my Wi-Fi is through the roof because, A, I've got regular, like you're talking about, it's like $130-ish a month or whatever. Uh-huh. But then I have to have a completely separate, high-end setup for my studio. Because it has to have a dedicated line.
You know, that's for your job. I mean, the average person's not going to have that cost.
But still that's like $170. So I'm paying like $300 a month for internet.
Here's the problem is that, you know, from YouTube to Netflix to Disney to Hulu to Apple to Prime, the problem is there's like one or two shows on each of these services that I really enjoy and that I really like. I wish they would come together and do some sort of, you know, like you would rent a movie back in the old days that you could just go on and rent a night of Netflix. Or, you know, or a day, you know, you just go in and you say, I need a day of Apple TV, and it's $2 or something, and you get it for the day. You can watch a few of your shows and then go on with your life, or catch a movie that you've been dying to see that they just released on Netflix only. You can go on for $2 and you move on.
Certainly see the appeal for you. What's the appeal for them?
Well, they're still making $2. Multiplied by, you know, 2 million people that want to watch just one movie that came out, they're still going to make bank.
They're never going to do that. They'll make more this way because people just want their services. And here's what's happened is we got lured by the, because you remember how much was Netflix when it first started?
It was like $4. Yeah, it was essentially free.
Yeah. It was so cheap. And so we're like, oh my God, look at all this money we're going to save. And each year, right, each mm-hmm. one goes up $1 to $2 to $3.
Yeah.
So you're at the point where you're paying $80 to $100 a month for all the various services. And it's like you said, it's for one show, two shows.
I just signed back up for Apple because of stupid Ted Lasso that I haven't even gotten back into yet. But I was like, oh my God, the new season. And I signed up. So here I am paying my $7 a month and I haven't even watched it yet.
I was sitting here griping about Netflix. I never watch Netflix anymore. Why am I paying for Netflix? And then I realized, Better Call Saul. It's got the new season now.
Right.
Only on Netflix. Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got us by the you-know-what, man. They do. Because it's hard to break away from this stuff, too. Because you're like, as soon as I cancel, you know, my Disney Plus, there's something from Star Wars is going to come out that I want to see. So I'm just going to hold on to it. And then Prime. Prime's a whole nother bottle of monkeys. Barrel of monkeys with Prime.
Right.
That's gone insane on pricing now.
I don't know if I can cancel my HBO Max because of the show Succession. I mean, I have to see that show. I'm in love with that show. Although this is the last season.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I can get rid of that. And then there's Hulu with that show that I told you about, The Great, that I'm waiting for that to come back, so I can't cancel that.
Hulu's got some good stuff.
Yeah, I do have a friend of mine who says that they cancel their services, and then they wait until the new show comes out and all the episodes are out, and then they will sign back up for just a month or so and then cancel again. I see this as a possible solution. The problem is keeping track of everything. I almost need a spreadsheet of when, you know, with dates, make sure you go in on, you know, September 1st.
Because Maisel's back. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But again, like, how is that any different than if you want to do a rent by day plan, for any different than these people that are going in for $7 for the month to get Apple and then canceling it right away? They'd almost make more money if they did $2 a day. If you want to watch it for a week, they'd make more money.
The thing is, these people are smart. They know they've got some high-priced people that work on all of this. If that was a better solution for them, they'd be doing it in a heartbeat.
I get it.
It wouldn't be for, you know, our benefit. It would be what's going to make
customers.
Them the most bank.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and
I get
the
it.
Shareholders and everything.
I know, man.
So listen, we're talking about how funny it is that we all got on this, you know, big bandwagon to cut the cord a few years ago, and we're going to be all enlightened by doing all these streaming services instead. And look at all the money we're going to save. Well, we've been adding it up as each year the calendar flips and the prices go up, and you like this one show on this one streaming service, so you got to get it, and then you like these two shows on this one, so you got to get it. And Jeremy and I are well up over $100 a month for our various streaming services, and when you throw in internet, you're talking several hundred dollars a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh,
it's
my God.
It's incredible, like, how many services there are now, too. It's like every time you turn around, each network then has their own, you know, NBC Universal, and then there's a Paramount, and then there's
a Peacock.
And then, on, you know, there's a CNN and a Fox News, and it's like everybody's got their app and their service, and you can really probably hit $5 a month if you're subscribing to all this stuff, all this content.
Marco. Marco hit it right, hit the nail right on the head. Marco wrote in on text and said, it's the same marketing that drug pushers use. Get you hooked cheap and then
And then you're addicted to Netflix. I got to have my fix. I got to have it. Ted Lasso.
You know, we have to laugh because it's so true, right? It's more true than funny.
It's like cocaine.
They have got us. They have grabbed us. We know what's happening.
Yeah.
And yet we still do it.
It's the
Vicodin. And you know, and it's on your credit card thing, right? So it's not like you have to sit down and write a check each month where you'd be aware of it. It's just being siphoned out on your credit card.
It's just coming out.
Yeah, so you don't think about it.
It's like somebody dropping those Vicodin pills right off on your front porch.